This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime use.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayden totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayden Suprenant Show.
But I think Brayden's one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayden Suprenant.
New lunchtime hour on 97.3 The Fan. Remember, in about an hour, listen at 1 o'clock for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all of the fan staff. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. In an hour, at 1 o'clock, we will be doing that. We don't have any tickets to give away, correct?
Negative. All right, no tickets.
No tickets to give away. We do have Aztec basketball tonight. We have USD basketball tonight. I'm doing the game. UCSD basketball was last night. We'll talk about that later on. We want to get to some other things around Major League Baseball. We'll try to get to this hour. We'll get to some Week 9 overreactions as well. But since we were a little bit late on the Aztec talk with trying to get people into the stands, it's time to get to today's sports thread.
One that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news.
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me.
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top 5 stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh, no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, Frank, what do we got going on in the sports world today? A lot of NFL trades, I guess.
Yeah, we do have a lot of NFL trades. I don't have them up in here, but I will. I'll try to work on getting some together.
Number one.
We'll start off with the Atlanta Bravos, who have hired Walt Weiss as their manager yesterday, turning to their longtime bench coach in the hopes of a turnaround after they missed the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. Weiss, age 61, managed the Colorado Rockies from 2013 to 2016, going an impressive 283 and 365, and never finishing higher than third place. He inherits a talented Braves team that finished 76 and 86 that was ravaged by injuries. Did the Braves punt on this managerial hire here by bringing in Weiss?
Yeah, it's a safe hire, I guess. I mean, it's the we're just going to keep him around. Walt Weiss, former Atlanta Brave on those 90s teams. I mean, it's not a sexy hire. It's kind of a safe hire. I don't, you know, are Braves fans upset about it? Probably not. It's not a big, it's not a splash.
Adam?
It is what it is. I think it's a safe hire for them. Is he going to put him over the top? Probably not.
It feels just like...
What was his record with the Rockies?
Okay.
I guess he's in a better org now.
365?
He was their bench coach, right?
Yeah, he was the Braves bench coach.
To me, it's the same feelings you would have if Ruben Abel got hired, right? It's safe.
I don't even think so.
It consistent.
Keep
him apart.
I don't even think so. I think this is... Yes, this season for Atlanta was disappointing because they had so many injuries. But this just feels like such a confusing hire to me. Like, this is not a Braves manager to me. Just doesn't feel that way.
We have a tweet from Yu Darvish that he just put out.
Okay.
Last Wednesday, I underwent elbow surgery performed by Dr. Meister? I will not be able to pitch in games during the 2026 season. I will work hard on my rehabilitation to be able to throw a ball comfortably again. Last Wednesday, I had surgery done to repair my flexor tendon. Have an internal brace attached to my UCL. I will be working hard on my rehab to be able to throw the ball comfortably again.
Is that not more or less Tommy John surgery?
He's done. Yeah, he's 2020. Well, he said he's not going to pitch in 2026. So he ain't pitching in 2026. He's not retiring.
No, he's not retiring, which means that money is still...
paying him.
The Padres will still get it back in insurance, but that's not usable funds for them.
No, it's not. We need to talk about that in a second.
We can kill the sports thread to go with that, I think. Let's just do that.
They even had a media release by Craig Huener. Padres pitcher Yu Darvish underwent successful ulnar collateral ligament repair surgery with an internal brace on his right elbow on Wednesday, October 29th. President of Baseball Operations AJ Preller announced today the procedure was performed by Dr. Keith Meister in Arlington, Texas, and included flexor tendon repair.
C20 Moreno in the chat peacefully recovered. He's not dead. He had an elbow surgery. He'll be all right. He'll be good.
Was that his second one?
Yes, because I believe... Didn't he have Tommy John surgery at the beginning? Like, more towards the beginning of his career?
I thought he did. It's almost like it's so apparent now that... Here's the summary. Yu Darvish's medical history primarily involves recurring right elbow issues, which included Tommy John surgery in 2015.
Yeah, so that was while he was still... That was either when he was with the Rangers or had just gotten to the Cubs.
I think he was a Ranger, because he was a Ranger when I was in college.
Okay, yeah, so it would have been when he was with Texas.
So this is his medical... He rehabbed a lower back issue at the end of the season in 2013. He underwent Tommy John surgery on his right elbow during spring training in 2015, which caused him to miss the entire 2015 season. In 2016, he experienced right shoulder and neck tightness during his return, leading to a brief IL stint. In 2018, he missed most of the season with the Cubs due to tricep tendonitis, which later developed into a stress reaction in his right elbow, ultimately requiring arthroscopic surgery. 2021, he was placed on the injured list with left hip inflammation. I mean, some of this stuff is just with us now. His season was cut short due to right elbow injury diagnosed as a bone spur and inflammation in 2023. 2024 was limited to 16 starts due to various injuries, including neck tightness, a groin strain, elbow inflammation, and a personal family matter. Obviously, and then this past season, he began the season on the injured list due to right elbow inflammation suffered in spring training, not making his season debut until July. I mean, he's basically pitched the last 2 years for the Padres with elbow problems.
And that's kind of the thing. Like, I'm going to just equate this back to me and my feelings for a second. When Jacob deGrom got picked up by the Rangers, everyone's thought was, what is the Mets rotation going to look like without Jacob deGrom? Well, the guy's been hurt for most of the last couple of years, so is it really that big of a change? You just know that he's not coming back this time. It's kind of how I feel right now. Darvish hasn't really pitched much over these last two seasons. So how much does this really change the Padres' starting rotation just knowing that he's not going to be back? And if anything, it's a trade-off. You've now traded Yu Darvish for Joe Musgrove because Musgrove is coming back this year. How much does this really change the Padres' rotation?
Well, the thing I think a lot of people were hoping was he was going to retire. You don't have to pay him anymore.
Right.
But, like, that doesn't sound like he's going to retire. I mean, if he was going to retire, he would have, you know, he would have maybe, I don't know. So you're going to, I mean, you're paying him now. Like he's not going to not get paid to recover and go through the entire process of everything with this medical update. It's interesting to me that was the, I mean, he was talking about the decision. So the only way you get this surgery, like, and do it quickly is not so he can go throw in the backyard with his kids. This is so he could pitch.
Yeah, to pitch
at a major league level. And so he made the decision he's coming back because he went and got the surgery last Wednesday. And so now he's going to be under contract for the next 3 years. So here's the deal. You go look at the FanGraphs page for roster research and the payroll and everything like that, and they list the age of what the player's age is going to be come June of 2026. It's like the middle of the season, how old this player is going to be. Mm-hmm. June of 2026, the guy's going to be 39 years old. So, and here's the deal. Like, Joe Musgrove,
he'll be 41 when he returns.
He will be probably 40 when he returns. He'll return in 2027. Because, like, Joe Musgrove got his surgery in October of last year, correct?
Yes.
He got in October, like, 2 weeks before. I mean, you got in October, too, the 28th. So, Joe Musgrove got his surgery a couple of weeks before you did. Relatively the same kind of deal.
Wait. You or me, because I had a surgery in October last
year. Okay, here we go. Joe got a surgery a couple of weeks in October prior to Darvish getting a surgery in October. And he thought he could try to come back for the playoffs. So he's going to miss the entire 2026 season. And then it'll be the whole, like, maybe he can come back for the end of the October thing, which is not going to be the case, which means he'll be ready by 2027. Because he has this entire offseason, the entire season, entire next offseason. I would imagine he's going to be doing, like, the pitching that Musgrove was doing at the end of last season, at the end of next season. Now, Joe's younger significantly, so maybe his body can adjust faster. But at the same time, I would expect, if this is the case, that you're going to get Darvish back in 2027 when he's 40 years old. And you're going to get him when he's 40 and 41. I can't believe he decided to get the surgery at this age.
I mean,
but obviously, I mean, the situation of, like, how he finished, I think, might have played a factor. Maybe he didn't want to go out like that.
I mean, maybe there's also a factor where he could have gotten the surgery just for day-to-day comfort as well. Like, at that age, it's probably going to hurt a little bit more than just, like, a normal thing. So maybe that also played a part in it.
Yeah, that could be a possibility, too. But if that was the case, he would have announced his retirement. I mean, he said he wanted to throw and grip the ball again.
No, I mean, like, day-to-day comfort as far as, I was going to need to get this surgery anyway, so may as well do it. And if it helps me pitch again, great.
I think that would have been announced in the deal.
He's going to miss... Easy money in the chat. He'll miss this entire season, so he will be back whenever baseball comes back after
in 2027.
Hey, well, the good news with that is it's probably going to be a shortened season, so he'll probably be fresh and ready to go by the time they're ready to go. Your 2027 rotation is going to have a fresh Joe Musgrove and a fresh Yu Darvish, and that's about it at this point in time. I can't, at his age, it just doesn't make a lot of sense for him to get that surgery. I mean, he's under contract until he's 42. Mm-hmm. So is he going to be able to come back and pitch at age 40? Coming off of a Tommy John surgery? I mean, they didn't say it was Tommy John surgery, but they fixed his UCL. That was news I didn't think we were going to get today.
No. No, we got the Padre news you wanted, just not the news that we were anticipating or hoping for.
Right. Hopefully the salary's insured.
I would have to assume there's some sort of insurance policy on it. But again, it doesn't really matter because it's not usable salary. You can't.
No, and they still have to pay the whatever.
Yeah.
It still counts towards the luxury tax.
Yeah,
that's all that really matters.
It still pays towards the cap. It still pays for it's not usable salary. It doesn't open up $20 million or however much he's getting paid.
How many starts has he had in the last 2 years?
That's why I said
it's a handful.
Like, that's why I said it's like, does it really? I mean, of course, it's big news. It's obviously big, major news that Yu Darvish is not going to be available. But as far as how the Padres build their starting rotation, does it really make a difference because of how little he's pitched over the last couple of years?
It does make a difference in terms of money. That's why this is significant. It's not significant in terms of like him pitching next year.
He's made 31 starts over the last 2 years.
Yeah, about 15 a year.
16 and 24, 15 this year. To put that into context, he made 30 starts each of his first 2 years here.
Yeah, he's not retiring early. He's just going to keep. I mean, you don't make that decision to get surgery for one season when it might be like missed most of the year with the lockout that's ensuing, right? I mean, I think all of these had to be part of the equation. I can't imagine he would make that decision for 1 year of pitching, which is going to be a half season of pitching. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. He's locked. He's going to pitch the next. He's going to try to pitch the next 2 seasons. He's going to try to pitch till he's 40 something years old.
Do you think he's a Hall of Famer? Just out of pure curiosity.
Probably.
He's tied right now. Texas and the Padres. He's got 5 years of service each.
Oh, he's a Padre.
Yeah, he would. Yeah,
he's going to have, because next year's going to technically count anyway.
Yeah, if he throws one more year, if he throws one more inning as a Padre, he's going in as a Padre. If he gets elected to,
I think he's going in as a Padre regardless. Even though he had more All Star years in Texas, I mean, I.
Yeah, and how about that? He went 16-8 with a 3.10 ERA in 2022. He was not an All-Star. The year before that, he went 8-11 through a 4.20 ERA, and he was. That was his first year here.
A lot of that is just but the situation of guys opt out and have somebody, right?
Right, I get that. But it's interesting how his 16-win year here, he was not an All-Star, but the year he had a 4.22 ERA, which is his second highest of his career before last year.
Let's put it this way. Because people are worried about his contract. It goes down again in 2027. $1 million down.
Right, but his the overall cap hit doesn't change, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They care about like the liquidity of the contract per year is also very important to the Padres. So it goes down. But what I'm saying is he's making $15 million in 2027.
And in 28.
Right. But what I'm saying is in 2027, and who knows, those might be all prorated. But because we don't know how the salaries are going to go with these lockouts.
And even that's going down because he was going to get a $5 million dump this year. He was going from 21 to 16 this year.
How do they calculate the
The AAV. Oh, that's how it was, because it was restricted time. Affected the 2024 AAV. I was curious on that because, like, his AAV has, like, gone up and down multiple times since he's been a Padre before the contract. So I was curious if it might go down again. No, okay, it's back. It's just 18. So he's just going to count for 18 on the cap regardless.
Yeah, luxury tax is 18 down the board. It doesn't matter how the luxury tax hit goes by the average of the contract. It doesn't go by whether you front or backload it.
Well, I knew that. There's other stipulations that have been used to that have changed the AAV in terms of like other stuff, like deferred money and all this other crazy things. But what I'm going to say here in a second, we've got to go to break. How much is a 4 or 5 starter going to cost in 2027? I mean, think about it. Like, he's going to get $15 million in 2027. Is that worth like a four starter? I mean, what do we think Yu Darvish is going to be at age 40 compared to the other 40-year-olds that have continued to pitch and have done an okay job? We'll take a look at that when we come back. Yu Darvish has gotten surgery. He's got to be out for 2026. We'll have more information on that when we come back on the Braden Soprano.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Show. I'm Brayden Soprano. He's Frank Marchese. This is the Brayden Soprano Show, live and local each and every day from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. For some of you that are just tuning in, we did get breaking news from the San Diego Padres during the last segment, as put out in a press release on a medical update on Yu Darvish. Padres pitcher Yu Darvish underwent successful ulnar collateral ligament repair surgery with an internal brace on his right elbow on Wednesday, October 29th. President of Baseball Operations AJ Preller announced today the procedure was performed by Dr. Keith Meister in Arlington, Texas, and included flexor tendon repair. Darvish is expected to miss the 2026 season, as the timeline for recovery generally is 12 to 15 months. That is the update that we have gotten from the San Diego Padres on Yu Darvish. So, what was seemed to be a conversation of waiting to see if Yu Darvish will retire or not, the question now is, or really the conversation is now about, you're not going to have Yu Darvish in 2026, and you're still going to have to pay Yu Darvish in 2026, unless he got all this done and he's going to retire, which I don't, that wouldn't make any sense. So now you're looking at not only, because here was what the situation was before. The situation before, Frank, was if Yu Darvish retired, it would free up money, and then you would have to replace Yu Darvish, but you have the money to replace Yu Darvish as a starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. If he did not retire, yes, you have to pay him $60 million, but he's part of the equation for the rotation. You have a fourth starter. You have a third or fourth starter in your rotation. You're getting Musgrove back. Like, you're going to have some guys that can eat some innings in the starting rotation.
Yeah, but now you've gotten the raw end of both deals. You don't have the guy, and you also don't have the money.
As I was going to say, this is the worst case scenario. You have to spend $16 million, and he doesn't pitch. So, from a doom and gloom perspective, this is a very difficult situation for the Padres, because now you only have Musgrove and Pivetta in the starting rotation, mixed with Randy Vasquez, and internal options that you're going to see if they work. We all saw J.P. Sears pitch last year. Guys like Matt Waldron, maybe. I mean, there's not a lot to really talk about when it comes to the starting rotation. This is a major area of need. This is also the most expensive area of need. That is why we talked about it a month ago, about how the Padres, it might be in their favor to try to make Mason Miller and Adrian Morejon starting pitchers again. Two guys that used to be starting pitchers.
This really brings that conversation back into the limelight.
You're going to have to give it a shot. For everybody, it's like, well, I'd rather have him sit in the bullpen. Well, in a perfect world, I'd rather have a lot of different things. But you know what? It's not a perfect world, and you got to do it with God. And you only have a select amount of dollars to spend. So, it's not, and like I said before about this, it's worth giving it a chance. Because here's the thing, you can replace those bullpen arms cheaper. It's cheaper to replace bullpen arms than it is to replace starters. I think it's worth giving it a shot. And then if there's potential scare of, I don't know if this is going to work out, he might get hurt, put it back in the bullpen. That's the conversation. See if they could do it during the offseason. See if they can get in shape for the offseason. See if they can, you know, you do the Matt Strom experiment again. Remember he bulked up, tried to become a starter? And then it just wasn't going to work. That could be the case. Now, you want to be careful with a guy like Mason Miller. You invested a lot in a guy like Mason Miller to potentially throw him in sort of any type of injury deal. I think a lot of people are afraid of that, which is fair. But that needs to be a conversation during the offseason. But that conversation kind of needs to happen relatively soon, because you got to figure out what you're doing in the offseason in terms of how are you filling out the starting pitching. The farm system's loaded with bullpen arms. It doesn't really have a lot when it comes to starting pitching. Not a lot that's ready to go. And to be honest, they didn't have too much in general. Now, you know what I saw? Did you see that conversation? Like, the Nationals are interested in potentially trading for trading Mackenzie Gore, and the Padres?
Yes.
Could be a landing spot. Maybe you go do that now, and you go get Mackenzie Gore back in a Padres uniform. But what this lines up of this is now your plan of attack. This is now your situation at hand for the starting rotation. It is try the Mason Miller, Adrian Morejon, both or either or in spring training. Buy a lottery ticket with a guy that you're trying to make into a starting pitcher, or you have to start making some, you got to trade for starting pitching. I don't think the Padres, with what they still need in terms of position players and everything else, I don't think they have the money to go out there and get starting pitching. I really don't. I mean, people are like, oh, go get Shota Imanaga. How much money do you think that's going to cost? They have finite amount of resources. I again, this is the conversation that we have all the time with the Dodgers. People are like, everybody could do what the Dodgers do. Everybody can spend $1.2 billion on a starting rotation. They just got to spend more of their money. It's the most asinine thing I've ever heard. They have to go out there and find some starting pitching via the trade market. Because the guys that are on the open market, and again, how about this? I mean, I don't think they're getting Michael King back. And I don't think they're getting Dylan Cease back. And I don't think they're getting either of them back. But you look at the open market. You look at the free agent market right now. Those two guys are some of the best pitchers on the market. Go look at the free agent tracker.
That is a decent, I mean, Street Documents brings up a good point. Severino, possibly.
Yeah, go try to swindle the A's again.
Could try to do that.
You're going to have to make the most of what you got with J.P. Sears and some of the players that you have on this roster, first of all. That's the answer for a lot of the Padres' problems. But you look at the starting pitchers. Based on WAR last year, the third best starting pitcher available, based on WAR last year, is Dylan Cease. And how many Padres fans, Frank, do you think want Dylan Cease back? Small percentage.
Yeah, I would say it's not the majority opinion.
Very small percentage. The next guy on the list is Merrill Kelly. I mean, you go down the list, Robert Suarez had a decent WAR as a relief pitcher.
Did you see what Justin Verlander did last year?
Justin Verlander had a 1.6 WAR. That guy was awful.
It took Verlander, 15 starts before he got his first win.
He's 43.
He was 0-9.
He's 43. Why would you? And he ain't signing for anything less than like $15 million probably. I mean, go through it. Go look at the starting pitchers. You want Patrick Corbin? You want Kyle Hendricks? Kyle Hendricks didn't even touch 92. But they're going to have to get creative. AJ Preller's going to have to get creative with this new news that, one, doesn't sound like Yu Darvish is retiring, and two, he's missing all of 2026 after he had elbow surgery. This is some interesting news. This kind of puts a wrinkle in what's going on with the Padres during the offseason. It does. It puts a wrinkle into it. So to say that, like, nobody's freaking out, but this is the reality of the situation. You need starting pitching. And starting pitching costs a lot of money. And the Padres are not in a position to spend a lot of money because we went through the finances. They have a lot of money already spent. That's why we keep bringing up the whole convert some bullpen arms into starters, and the guys that can do it are the ones that used to be starters, which are Morahone and Miller. Unless Johnny Brito's going to be... Johnny Brito's coming back next year, Frank.
Yay.
You convert him into a starter? Wasn't he supposed to be one?
He is a starter.
Right. They had to throw him in the bullpen? I guess you got Brito coming back. Maybe Brito could be ready to go. This is like 2 years... But this is like 2 years worth of elbow issues that he's had, and they finally got... I guess they finally got it fixed. So now you're going to get Yu Darvish at age 40 when he comes back? $15 million? I mean, he comes back in 2027. We don't even know when the baseball season is going to start in 2027. Don't even know if there's going to be a baseball season in general. Could you imagine a baseball season getting wiped out in 2027? That would be awful for all of us. Then you're getting Yu Darvish back at age 41. We don't know if they're going to put in a salary cap or not. How is that going to play a factor? Get a grandfather in most of the players that are on the roster, but now you're looking at $15 million for a 40-year-old pitcher. I mean, that's what Max Scherzer got. Can you justify $15 million? If Yu Darvish in his age 40 season, which is what the last season was for Max Scherzer, if he matches what Max Scherzer did this season, does it justify the $15 million? 5-5 with a 5.19 ERA.
Like I said, it doesn't
85 innings pitch.
It doesn't kill you.
No. Let AJ Preller cook at the Rule 5 draft. Guess he's going to be drafting a lot of Rule 5 picks, maybe.
Luis in the chat, it's not new news. They knew his elbow was busted a year ago. It is new news because now you know.
Now we know he's out.
You don't have him for any part of 2026. He's done. He's out. That's why it's new news.
This is, it just throws a little bit of a wrinkle. The Padres news we're expecting this week that was going to throw a wrinkle in our show was not the news that we just got.
No.
Now we're going to continue the conversation as we head to the next segment. How the Yu Darvish injury impacts the Padres' offseason plans. He's missing all of 2026 after getting surgery last Wednesday. Can you use him at age 40 after this? We'll talk about it when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show. San Diego Sports Station, 97 to the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In the next 15 minutes, we will be announcing today's biggest fan. Remember to listen at 1 o'clock for us to announce today's biggest fan for a chance to qualify for a night in our Odyssey suite at a future Padres game with all of the fan staff. Register your name at 97thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called. We got some new information, some breaking news today from the San Diego Padres about Yu Darvish. San Diego Padres starter Yu Darvish will miss the 2026 season after undergoing surgery to repair a torn flexor tendon and an internal brace in his elbow. His recovery time is 12 to 15 months. That puts a couple of different equations in now for the offseason in terms of your overall plan. Now, this was announced today. He had the surgery last Wednesday. I'm sure the Padres have been informed about this for the last, maybe week or so. Behind the scenes. So this is not new information for the San Diego Padres in terms of their offseason plans. It is now for new discussion for us. Because what the discussion was going into this offseason was starting rotation is the biggest important thing that the Padres need to address. In fact, AJ Cassaville put that in an article yesterday or earlier today. It was part of his newsletter. And we were actually going to talk about it at this point anyway. Padres' top offseason priority is crystal clear. Rebuild the pitching staff. After Michael King and Robert Suarez opted out of their deals and Wandy Peralta opted in, the Padres' pitching depth chart suddenly looks thin, particularly in the starting rotation. This is without the information about Yu Darvish not being part of the deal. Padres do have to make decisions on qualifying offers coming this week. AJ Preller and the front office face critical choices that will shape the 2026 roster. We talked about the players that are eligible for qualifying offers. There's four of them. That deadline is this week. It's Michael King, it's Dylan Cease, it's Robert Suarez, and it's Luis Arraez. I'd be offering Michael King and Dylan Cease automatically. Michael King and Dylan Cease will turn down the $22 million deal for a one-year contract, and the Padres will get compensation picks in next year's draft. Both King and Cease are expected to decline the $22 million qualifying offer and hit free agency seeking multi-year deals. Arraez and Suarez are less likely to get qualifying offers due to roster priorities and cost concerns. If King slash Cease decline, the Padres get compensatory picks after the fourth round since they went over the luxury tax. So that's another thing, too, is they went over the luxury tax, so they don't get the same kind of payment back. King and Cease combined for 110 starts and a 3.62 ERA over two seasons, massive production that they have to replace. This is not including the fact that Yu Darvish is also not going to be part of the team next year. No, he did not retire. He had surgery, and he is going to miss 2026. Projected rotation as of now, Nick Pivetta, the breakout 2025 debut with the Padres. Joe Musgrove, who's expected to return healthy from Tommy John surgery. Randy Vasquez, reliable back end arm. That's kind of it. One of the questions that popped up during this news, what's Yu Darvish's future? I mean, right now it sounds like he's going to try to come back in 2027. You don't even know when that season's going to start. You don't even know how long that season's going to be. And all you do know is you're paying him $16 million this year towards the luxury tax, which is all that really matters. It's the luxury tax in the individual year. I'm sure they'll get money back on insurance and everything like that, but that's money that you were expected to use in starting pitching if he retired, or money that you're spending still on starting pitching because you were expecting Yu Darvish to be part of the equation if he did not retire. Now you get neither. Can the farm system offer reinforcements after multiple trade deadline deals depleting the pitching depth? Not starting pitching. They don't have any starting pitching, really, in the minor leagues. They got a lot of bullpen arms, which alludes to, again, a potential situation in which you try to turn your bullpen arms into starting pitchers. That's a cost-effective way to make a starting rotation. Getting a Mason Miller or an Adrian Morahone to be in the starting rotation. I mean, sure, you could be gluttonous and try to keep as many of those guys in the bullpen. You need to find solutions to these problems. And just saying, I don't want to change anything, ain't going to make any of those decisions happen. Let's just go sign Shota Imanaga. Yeah. I don't know if you could do that. I don't know if you have the money to do that. Dylan Cease currently is the third best option in terms of F-WAR from last season on the starting pitching market. He is the third best behind Ranger Suarez and Framber Valdez. So unless the Padres go out and try to unload $25 to $30 million a year on pitching, which they haven't done in the last two or three seasons when they've had free agents leave. So I don't think they're going to be able to do that. They have to get creative. So they're either going to have to convert arms out of the bullpen into starting pitchers, or they're going to have to make some trades and trade again. And the thing with trades, again, as Frank mentioned, bleep them prospects. I mean, at this point in time, you got to find solutions to your major league problems more than guys at the lower level. I'm not willing to trade Nathan Salas for starting pitching. But the thing that's interesting is, you know, you go out and try to trade for Mackenzie Gore. I'm sure Washington will want a lot back. But you have to be able to either convert guys like the bullpen, or hope that Johnny Brito and Brian Hoeing and J.P. Sears and Matt Waldron can fill out a rotation. They also have an opportunity to try to go find some fool's gold or really a lotto ticket on the open market where you get a guy in a small contract. Maybe you can find some life in Michael Lorenzen, who the Royals decided not to pick up his option. or whatever the situation was. He's 34 years old. Maybe you can go breathe some life in a Mike Soroka. Maybe you could go get Zach Gallen at a cheaper price. I mean, teams need starting pitching. Griffin Canning, cool. Go to convert Dustin May. Maybe Dustin May can help you out. You're going to have to take some chances on some players that are free agents. It worked for Walker and Lugo. It's true. Maybe you can go find another Walker Lugo. Bring Chris Paddock back, Frank. Maybe a reunion with Chris Paddock will work out.
I mean, we made a joke of it, but now, given the circumstances, that's seeming a little bit more like a legitimate option you have.
Was Chris Paddock? I'd love to have Nick Martinez back, let me tell you. Let me tell you, it would be great to have Nick Martinez back. When was... did Paddock ever pitch for Ruben Niebla? Or was he gone?
I don't know.
Was 2020 his last year in San Diego?
When did Niebla join the team?
He joined the team when Bob Melvin took over.
So that would have been 2022.
That would have been 22. And he was traded during that offseason. 2021,
yeah, 21 was his last year.
Hey, maybe Ruben Niebla gets the sheriff back. Maybe the sheriff's back in town. There are people cursing us right now at the radio, listening to us say that.
I mean, listen.
But you know what?
We did. It was a joke 3 weeks ago. It was a joke 3 weeks ago. But now with this new news, it's not as much of a joke anymore.
You gotta go give $15 million to Max Scherzer at age 42.
I mean, you gotta kick that tire. See if it has any air in it.
Maybe you give Ruben Niebla a contract extension and give him more money to be a pitching coach for Albert Pujols. I mean, a lot of these problems are not solved by Albert Pujols now.
No, it's all right. But how about we redo your contract again for the fourth time in 4 years? Do you want a little bit more money?
Herman Marquez at age 32. Maybe that's a guy who can help you.
Didn't Herman Marquez, wasn't he suspended for some sort of drug and alcohol issue?
Miles Michaelis, former Padres farmhand, 37 years old. Maybe you could take a chance on him. Mm-hmm. Preller trying to find the next Kolek in the Rule 5 draft.
I mean, Michaelis was solid. Michaelis was solid with St. Louis. He wasn't bad. Wasn't,
I mean,
great.
These are the names that you got to be thinking about. These are the names you got to be thinking about, right? It's guys like Tyler Anderson. It's not guys like Shota Imanaga. It's not guys like Framber Valdez.
No, you can't afford those guys.
That's right. That's why we keep talking about the relievers that aren't making a lot of money in arbitration that used to be starters. That's why that is the conversation. Every game's a bullpen game. Hey, go out there and get Marcus Stroman and the headache that he is. He's 35. I mean, these are the players that you are trying to put together. These are the guys that you need to have success with for a low number. Because everybody's mentioned before, like, oh, it worked with these guys. These are some of the players that you have to go find. So it's either converting some players out of your bullpen to be starting pitchers, or it's signing on some players that you could get for low money, or you sign players that are in their 30s to contracts that are prove-it deals where they have an opt-out, and you get them right before the start of the season. I mean, you know, there could be a situation where, like, Lucas Giolito is unsigned because he wants a big deal, you know, going into spring training, right, Frank?
Yes.
Like, that's like the same, like, Nick Pivetta kind of energy. And then he's like, I need to sign somewhere. Let's do a prove-it deal where I get money for this and I can opt out. That is a situation that I think the Padres are going to have to pursue
again.
With
an impending lockout, and what's on tap on that lockout is a salary cap, a salary floor. Are these players going to be willing to wait that long because they know they're going to get screwed on a deal?
They're greedy, man. You can just tell by the base that they, the way that they're opting out. If it comes down to that, Frank, in spring training, it's like either sign this deal with an opt-out or you're not going to potentially sign this year, and then you go 2 years out making money. Now you're 2 years older. There's going to be, at one point during the offseason, it's going to flip on the play. It's going to flip to the ownership groups having the leverage. Interesting offseason Padres conversations here. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Brayden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.